Radio Prague News.
Opposition groups will stage an anti-government protest in Prague on the 22nd of May. The Czech Education Ministry has revised the results of this year's school leaving exams in maths that were considered too difficult. And the manager of the Czech national football team has announced the nominations for the upcoming Euro 2012. Czech opposition groups on Monday announced details of their protest against the government's austerity measures planned for the 22nd of May. Members of trade unions and several dozen NGOs associated in the Stop the Government group will stage a march through the capital that will end in front of the government building. The activists are also planning several other events, including the occupation of several ministerial buildings, which should take place in May and June, while Czech trade unions are considering a large-scale strike later this month. In related news, some 74% of Czechs do not agree with the reforms carried out by the country's centre-right government, according to a poll by the STEM agency released on Monday. However, approximately the same number of people recognises the necessity to reform the social, healthcare and tax systems. 24% of respondents said they agreed with the cabinet's reform efforts, which is 2% more than last year. The Czech Education Ministry on Monday revised the results of this year's school leaving exams in maths, which were considered too difficult, and students were reportedly given too little time to sit them. Under the revised results, some 2.8% of students failed the tests, while originally 16.8% failed them. Education Minister Petr Fiala had earlier apologized to students for the problems. A 3.7-kilometer-long stretch of the D8 motorway between Lovosice and Bílinka in North Bohemia opened for traffic on Monday. The new road is expected to alleviate heavy traffic within the town Lovosice. The newly opened part of the motorway cost around 3 billion crowns. The complete D8 motorway between Prague and the German border should open in 2016. Two people died in a helicopter crash near České Budějovice in the south of the country on Monday. The accident occurred at around 2 p.m. when a two-seat Robinson R-22 light helicopter crash-landed in a field and caught fire, a police spokesman said. The director of the České Budějovice airfield said both victims were experienced pilots. The authorities are now investigating the causes of the accident. The Prague Spring International Music Festival on Monday features a concert by the Agon Orchestra dedicated to the composer and music theorist John Cage. The concert, conducted by Petr Kofroň, will be held at the National Technical Museum among historic airplanes, cars and other vehicles. Besides several compositions, which will have their Czech premiere at the concert, the ensemble will also play John Cage's composition Imaginary Landscape No. 4, dedicated to 12 radio sets tuned to different stations. The manager of the Czech national football team, Michal Bílek, on Monday announced his picks for the upcoming Euro 2012. The 23 nominees include Arsenal midfielder Tomáš Rosický, goalkeeper Petr Čech from Chelsea, and strikers Milan Baroš from Galatasaray and Tomáš Necit from CSKA Moscow. Coach Bílek also picked 7 players from the Czech top division, including midfielders Daniel Kolář, Milan Petržela and Václav Pilař from Viktoria Plzeň, and the best Gambrinus Liga striker David Lafata from Jablonec. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be partially overcast with rain showers in places and daytime highs of around 16 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrechter and it's the end of the news.